There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-99-37569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to do a little spring cleaning of your psyche, a little smacking. Do people still put their rugs out on the line and smack them?
I've seen people do it.
It seems like a really good idea, but, you know, I don't have a. Do you have a clothesline outside?
No, I don't at all. No.
People don't have yards anymore, let alone people hanging clothes out on the line. It sort of seems like something from our distant past. I used to do it as a kid with mom, and you'd have to figure out how to do one clothespin for two sheets on either side.
Mm-hmm. I will say, going back to the rugs, the rugs in my car, the mat, like the floor mats in my car.
Yeah.
I'll take those out. That might be something I could do today.
Such a good idea. Well, but you just shake those out, don't you? Or do you just whap them with the hose?
I've actually never done that with the hose before. I've never, like, sprayed them down with water or anything like that.
Well, because they're plastic, right? They're rubber.
Not the ones I have are kind of, they're like rugs. They're like carpet. They've got, like, the plastic bottoms to them, but... You know, the surface of them it's like carpet, it's like a rug.
Huh. Don't those get really filthy?
They can, but if you go to a car wash, a lot of times the car wash will
vacuum them?
They'll vacuum them and they'll shampoo them and get them all nice and clean for you.
So
a long winter and they're all kind of stained up with, like...
Well, I did this really incredibly stupid thing, which is I have a white bathroom carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That's really stupid. If anybody ever says to you, gee, why don't we get a white bathroom? I mean, it looked great for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It picks up everything.
Yeah.
And if you put them in I don't actually know how to clean them very well, because if you put them in the wash machine, you can't really put them in the dryer because they have a rubber back.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put them outside to dry off, and they get all, you know, they get kind of brittle. I have to figure out something. Maybe finding a professional... a wash machine or something. I don't know. There has to be a better solution than what I've come up with, which is a dirty carpet. Either that or get something that's not white. I mean, it really is very pretty, and it's a stupid thing to have done. All right. So let's let our listeners see what they want me to talk about today.
Well, this is from Card. Card says, Dr. Joy, has etiquette died? Do the old rules still exist? Should us oldsters just lower our expectations when dealing with people with little or no manners?
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it? And as I said, one of my favorite quotes is, you know, children don't get up when elders enter the room, and manners have gone to hell, and civilization as we know it is an end. And that was by Pliny the Elder in like 1700, you know, BC or something. So... But on the other hand, I don't disagree. I was at the theater last night, and this woman who was not sitting next to me, was sitting one over, she leaned forward, and she was playing with her hair the entire 2.5 hours. And when I say playing with her hair, she would scratch it, and then she would, and it was long, and she would braid it, and then she would play with it, and then she would sort of put the ends in her mouth, the entire thing. I mean, and I finally, after about literally 2 hours of this, I sort of tapped her on the arm, and I said, that is really distracting. And at which point she said something really nasty, I'm sure, about me to her companion, and continued to do it. The person in front of me never sat still during the entire thing, with the idea of moving back and forward and never sitting still. And the person like four seats down had their cell phone on, which is illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tend to agree with you that people, I think, are so used to watching DVDs or something. And this wasn't a movie. This was at live theater. People talk, people are on their phone, people are just completely oblivious, not to mention talking with their kids, are oblivious to the fact that they're in a public setting. And so I don't know. And people are getting, I was watching this woman with her child, this cute little, like, maybe 14 or 15 month old kid who was, and you know, I remember being around kids, including my daughter that age, and they are so attentive, and they are so, they're learning new things, and being a parent is probably the most, it's one of the most interesting times. And a mom was talking on her, was on her phone. She wasn't paying attention to the kid, and the kid was making all this noise, desperately trying to get mom's attention. And I thought, you know, that it starts here, and in restaurants where people, I mean, we were kids, we didn't go out very often, but we would go out like on birthdays, and we would eat. My mom had us eat at least one meal a week in the dining room. We had the good china and silver, and we all were dressed, and for her that was really important, and for us, because you learned to, and she would say that's not table talk. You were only allowed to talk about certain things. And my grandparents would come over, and we were sort of converted from little savages to being vaguely civilized human beings for at least an hour or so a week. First of all, a lot of people don't even have dining rooms. And when we went out to eat, I think part of it was practice. So when you were out in public, we weren't barbarians. And it worked that we knew how to talk. We knew which fork to use. We knew how to talk quietly. We knew about things. We didn't get in fights, that there was, you know, no hysterics, that we knew how to behave around other people. And now if you go into a restaurant, either kids are running up and down the aisles or they're watching videos. So, you know, I tend to agree with you that civility and basically manners are just the oil that greases human interaction. It's just the stuff that says, We're part of a larger group. Let's figure out how to make things easy for one another, to be aware that we're part of a larger group. But if you say something to somebody, it's that you are just insulting to them. And I wasn't mean. I just said that's really distracting. And I mean, everybody around her was having the same response. I was the only one who said anything, which means I was the only one who was the object of her ire. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is. I tend to agree with you. And I think all we can do as individuals is to make sure that the people within our realm, that we practice good manners, and maybe people will sort of notice by example, or maybe even by contagion, and continue. I have a sister who is teaching manners in the San Diego Public School, and I thought, you got to be kidding. But you can kind of see the need for it, that kids have... And most of manners are just common sense, that you say please and thank you, that you keep your voice down, that you don't intrude into other people's space, that you're just aware of other people and a certain level of civility or kindness or consideration, whatever you want to call it. And it does seem to, and it's across the board. It's not like kids are awful, which they tend to be, but and I was in a pool, and I mean, granted that, you know, if I was trying to stay over to the side, and kids would just cannonball on you, and they would jump, and there are big signs that say you can't do this, and it's, I don't know. So I tend to agree with you. It's too bad, and I think all we can do is sort of maintain our own sense of decorum and hope that people will notice, although they may point and make, you know, silly comments. But I still think it's important, because it's basic consideration. That's all manners are, is saying, okay, I know I'm not alone on the planet, and I know it's brushing your teeth. It's basically, it's social grooming, isn't it? It's the same as brushing your teeth so you don't offend somebody by your bad breath. It's taking a bath so that you don't have body odor. And basically, I mean, in theory, you could say you do that for yourself, but your nose is far enough away from smelly parts of your body that after a while you're going to equilibrate and you wouldn't even smell yourself. Obviously, there are health issues. But that we do things because we're part of a larger society. I don't know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, I just like to weigh in on the conversation regarding banners and social etiquette, if you want to say. I was recently at the grocery store this morning, and it was next in line, and the person front of me just finished paying for their groceries, and there was another person still bagging their own. Anyway, I started getting impatient, and she's an older lady, and just starts cussing her out about how, you know, I'm going to call management because she's too slow, or, you know, I've asked her three times to, you know, usually I don't get involved because, again, social etiquette, like, should I really get involved?
Yeah, I know, you get shot.
Exactly, so I said, this is not fair. So I said, you know, first I said, are you hungry? Because it was, like, what, 11:30? Are you hungry? Like, what's the deal here? Like, is it necessary to be cussing out an elderly lady? Like, help her bag her groceries. Like, what, you know, so he starts cussing me out. And, you know, he calms himself down, wait till we get outside. So I decided to help the lady bag her groceries.
Yeah.
And move on to, with my payment and my transaction. But again, like, the comment I'm going to make, and just trying to cool down from the situation over the last half hour, was like, do I bother getting involved or what? Like, it's you talk about social etiquette, social norms. It's people just happen to back off and stay away, and, you know.
Well, it's a good point, and you know, I've been in similar situations, and I think you did. Probably the only thing I would have done differently, and I'm not sure I'm not being critical at all of what you did, but I think that the clue here is to going and helping the other person, the elderly woman, to do it. And I think by doing that, it's possible that little Miss Creepy would have been embarrassed. The problem is, if you actually call her on it, like the woman who was sitting there, I mean, first of all, it's disgusting to play with your hair. I mean, that's really...
Right.
And clearly she didn't stop doing. She eventually actually did, but she was going to show me that I couldn't tell her what to do. So she just kept doing it for a while, and, you know, loudly commenting to her friend and all this kind of stuff. But I like your solution of, okay, if you're being impatient, to go and do something about speeding people along, and maybe Miss Nasty would have been embarrassed about it or not, but I, you know, I really don't mind you saying something. And what I tend to do is I do my stupid and cheerful thing, especially because I'm a girl. Saying, wow, have you noticed it's going to snow, or gee, it's the first day of spring, or just sort of engage them to try and distract them a little bit.
Yeah, I tried that with I tried that with the, you know, are you hungry? Like,
yeah,
you know, are you hungry? Like, it was a male on male. I think obviously maybe with different egos, or his, maybe he was hungry. I don't know.
It was a male who was being cranky. I thought it was a woman.
He was there with his wife and his daughter too. Like, this, like, they're witnessing your behavior. Like,
yeah. So. Good point. Well, I like the idea, but I agree with you that there's something that I don't know if we're just so stressed out. I mean. But I like the idea of helping the woman with her groceries. I think that you get full credit for that.
She told me to go ahead, and I said, well, you know what, how about I show him, lead by example, and, like...
Exactly.
Help her bag her groceries so that we can speed up the process for everybody. Like, don't get...
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to cool down. I don't usually get involved, and
well, but good for you for doing it. I mean, I really do think there are times where we really need to do or say something, and the very fact of, you know, I guess the only thing when you said, are you hungry, which he may have been. I mean, when people get hypoglycemic, they can be cranky, and what I might have done is, you know, offered him a donut or something if I had one. I'm a girl, so
yeah, you know, and leaving the grocery store, getting in my car, I mean, he was still spewing stuff off. I was getting in my car. I was ready to take a license plate number down, you know, like, we're going to call the police or what? Like, cool down. Like,
yeah.
My son was there, too. Like, I got to protect my own, too. At any rate, you know, I could have bagged his groceries, put his stuff in the cart. Like, I could have, again, lead by example. Let me help you out, pal. Like, maybe you're hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, listen, I think it's the only way to behave is that somehow that if we've become a less than mannerly society, maybe it's everybody's responsibility who still has some sense of social etiquette to lead by example. So good for you.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
Thanks, Paul. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to say this is kind of funny because I think it's really rude how much we use our cell phones and we ignore people around us. Well, I'm like thinking, I'm 50. I'm the little older crowd. And it really irritates me when my kids do it, when other people do it. But us 50, 60-year-olds, we have turned to that, too. And the reason I say this is I didn't realize we do it now, too, that we've sucked into it. I would tell you that we didn't, but we did. We went to a Barry Manilow concert, which is 50, 60, 70-year-old women.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and we're, you know, kind of having a good time talking a little bit. And the gentleman next to me says, hey, you think kids are bad on their cell phones? Look around. Every single person had a phone out, posting pictures or texting. And it was just funny to sit there and see our generation has now tuned into that, too. And instead of, if it wasn't for the cell phones and stuff, we would have been having more conversations with the people behind us, the people in front of us. But we're like, there we are, our thumbs on our phone, looking down at our phones, like almost everybody. And I tend to generalize the younger's doing it, and I think
it's everybody. Yeah, well,
it's crazy.
I talked about being at the theater with Stephen Schwartz a couple nights ago, and he had this really interesting comment. He said in the old days, you know, people would ask for your autograph, or maybe one person would have a camera. He said, now everybody's got those damn cell phones, and so they all wanted a picture, and they all want a picture with them and then with their friends, and half of them don't know how to use the phone. And he said it can take hours. So, and his thing, because I helped organize, because there was this the high school teacher with the 28 kids, and they came over, and they were really disappointed when he left. I said, don't worry, he'll come back for me, and you can. And I'll, so I went and got him and said, high school teacher, 28 kids, and they all got out their phones, and I said, give me one phone, and that will take that one picture, and then you can all use the phone. And that was even before he did the, you know, I don't want to do this kind of thing. But it is a problem, and it's a problem for performers. It's a problem for people, because quite often at the theater, at least, or in the movies, it's a dark theater. So essentially, a cell phone is a flashlight. It's a light source, so it's very distracting. And the problem about cell phone usage is when we're doing it, we think it's perfectly okay. We're not even aware. When someone else is doing it, it's irritating as the dickens. So, yeah.
My problem was I didn't do any videos, and people were like, oh, my gosh, weren't you going to – you should have videoed him. I can't video him and enjoy the concert.
I agree.
The fan that was – because these people that are videoing it, they're not enjoying the concert. They're concentrating on the photo they're getting, the picture they're getting. And I like to sit there and enjoy the whole experience. I don't want to, because I tried to video a little bit of his song, and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not enjoying the song. I'm videoing, and I'm not a video cameraman. I'm a person there to enjoy the concert, not to. So, but it's funny because our generation is like, I know we need to say, guys, put your cell phones away now, not just the kids.
Well, and I think that we're getting the point. There are a lot of restaurants that say cell-free zone. And in fact, there are a lot of places that say, you know, that if you need to use your cell phone, go out in the lobby and use it. So, all right, Lisa, I'm glad you had a good time at Barry Manilow.
Yeah, you can't not have a good time at his concert, but I'm kind of biased. But
thank you
very much.
I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I need some guidance. I have a daughter that's almost 28 years old, and she tells me she's codependent with me, and she needs to not her space and have distance from me. We live about 5 hours away. I talk to her maybe once a month, see her maybe 3 times a year, and I'm just struggling with this. We were always very close, and I don't know what to think. I've given her her space. I'm trying my best, but it's so hurtful that I just don't know what to do with it all.
Okay. Let me help you with this, because first of all, if you take it personally, which I know that sounds ridiculous to not take someone saying I'm codependent personally, but right. This has essentially nothing to do or very little to do with you and a huge amount to do with her. And you hear me say all the time, that adolescence, really, we assume that by the time someone's 20, 21, they're all grown up, and they're not. And this, almost everybody goes through this at some point, where they need to repudiate who their parents are. So it may be less anything that you're doing in terms of your behavior in terms of her thought and her perspective.
Okay.
It may be that even if you're not talking with her every day, she's sort of saying, well, what would mom say? Or she's feeling that, gee, if I told mom this, she'd be upset with me. This is just her lurch toward independence. And I think what you need to do is be stupid and cheerful as much as possible and just saying to her, listen, I love you dearly. And I'll tell you what, you tell me if you'd like me to call you once a month or not at all, and you call me when you feel like talking, and just give her the power, because that's really what she's saying. This doesn't necessarily mean anything you're doing. It's as much how she thinks about herself with respect to you as anything else. And what she's really saying is she needs to sort out how to not be feeling that way, and it's an uncomfortable thought. I think all of us go through it, and once we've gone through it, just because it's a little embarrassing, and it's like adolescence. It's like, you know, reminding ourselves when we would go, you know, screaming up the stairs, slam the door, and say, I hate you. I mean, most of us did that, but we don't really recall it very frequently because it's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
So we just sort of forget that we go through that stage. And that's kind of her, you know, somewhere in our mid-20s to early 30s, really at earliest, is when we kind of make that lurch toward, okay, that I'm neither repudiating my parents or replicating them. I'm trying to figure out exactly who I am and what I want to do and how I want to do it. And it doesn't necessarily have anything, it's not necessarily triggered by anything you do or don't do. So what I would do is not be hurt by it, because she will view that as you just trying to guilt her into something else, and that will just make it worse. So I would just say, I would surprise her, because what she's expecting you to say is, oh my goodness, what have I done wrong, but I love you. And she's just going to get stony and unpleasant about it. But if you say to her, honey, look, I get it. You tell me if you'd like me to just not call you, to call you once a month, to call you on your birthday. I'll leave it to you to call when you're up. But you tell me, give me any directions that you'd like to, and we'll go from there.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because she tells me she loves me. She tells me, you know.
Well, I'm sure she does.
And it doesn't make sense in my brain, but I guess I've got to step out of my.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. This isn't your brain. This is her brain. And I don't know what your relationship was. Is she an only child?
No, she's the middle. But I have two boys that have been very difficult, and she's been my easiest child. We've always been maybe too tight. You know, maybe.
Well, that's what she's saying to you, that she just that she needs to be her own person. And it may have been unconsciously, Margaret, that she felt that the boys were stinkers, and so she had to be the good little girl. And she's just tired of being the good little girl. Now, this is nothing you actually demanded of her, at least on a conscious level, but she may feel that, you know, unless I'm a good little girl, mom won't love me. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything you've said or done, but it's her perception. So let her work it out.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. It helps. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Okay.
855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756. Cheryl and Ann, you were impatient with me today, so call me back. We'll put you back on. All of a sudden, we just got completely full lines, and so we just go through them as quickly as we can. Or not quickly. I mean, everybody gets as much time as they want or need. Maybe need, not want. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, I don't know if this is etiquette or what, but we just have new neighbors and they haven't moved in yet, but they just put a flagpole in the middle of our view. It's right at the edge of their lot, and it angles, anyway, it's right in our view, and it's not covered by zoning because it's a flagpole, so I don't think it's covered, but...
Is there some place that they could put it that it wouldn't block your view?
Oh, yeah, but...
Okay, here's what I would do.
Their view, and it probably cost a fortune for them to put it up.
Well, who knows? But what I would do is I would sort of propose to them... I might do it before... Do you know how to get in touch with them?
Not really.
Well, you could probably get in touch with the realtor and just say, hey, listen, welcome to the neighborhood. I know this. Let me walk you through it. There are two ways to do it. One is to wait till they come and actually occupy the premises, and you can show up with a chocolate cake and say, hey, listen, welcome to the neighborhood. It's wonderful that you're patriotic. This is right smack dab in our view, but I've drawn up some plans of where we could put it, and we'll go halvesies on moving it if we can move it over to here, or even find out how much it would cost to pay for it and say, I'll pay for the move so it doesn't block our view.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, but so find out how much it would cost to move it, but it's probably not very much. I mean, it may be a hole in the ground and then you just pour cement in. And you don't have to buy a new flagpole. All you have to do is pull that one out. But make sure that you can document where they could put it that wouldn't block your view. And if you're going to be really smart, I would also put in a place that wouldn't block their view.
Right.
Okay, so figure out where, and you can probably do that just by walking around their property, especially before they get there.
Right.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So, yeah, I had a neighbor that got in touch with me before I moved in, and he said, I'll go halvesies on soundproofing our bedroom wall. We share a bedroom wall. There's a bedroom wall in common, and he said, I think we'll both be happier if it's soundproofed. So, and we did, and I thought that was great. What he didn't tell me is that he had a boxer and that we had an adjoining deck, and he didn't have a gate, and the boxer came onto my deck, came into my apartment, and tinkled on my rug. But we sort of figured out to put up a gate, like they say. Fences make good neighbors. Flagpoles, maybe not so much. All righty, 855-993-7569. I guess manners is a thing that gets all of us. It really is just thinking about somebody else and trying to find solutions that make everybody happy. I swear to you, I was thinking about bringing scissors into that theater by the second act and just cutting off her stupid ponytail. Wasn't even a ponytail. It was just, I don't know, people who play with their hair. And I must admit, I've been wearing bangs for years, and I'm sort of letting them grow a little bit, so they're always in my eye. But so I spend probably much more time of just flicking them out of my eye, but I don't play with it, honest. And I sit still. Of course, I'm well-behaved, what can I tell you? Also, if people know who you are, you have to behave a little better or you end up in page six. What did we decide that both of us... Oh, I know. We were just, when Stephen and I were driving out to Papermill, and he cut across the line of traffic, and he said, oh, well, hopefully we won't be hit by a truck. And I said, yeah, I don't really want to make page six because you'll get top billing unless they do it alphabetically. He thought that maybe alphabetically, but I don't think so. I think you get top billing. Righty, 855-993-7569 if you have something on your mind, whether it has to do with manners, flagpoles, or spring. Or come on, Cheryl and Ann, I want to know what you wanted to talk with me about, and where are you? No. Yeah, it was Cheryl and Ann, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 855-993-7569. I think, that was there one more spring fling thing that we wanted to mention? I think there was one more.
I think there was one more. Let me see if I can find it. Ah, this one, it was from Clinton. Clinton says to get ready for spring, he's going to get the Jeep ready for driving down Daytona Beach.
Baby.
Yeah.
Well, hasn't the Daytona 500 already happened?
Yes, it has.
I thought so. Yeah.
I got one of my best friends is actually, he got married back in December, and he's going on his honeymoon, I think in the next couple of weeks, and he's going to Daytona. So.
Yeah, spring break. Lauderdale, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so we were talking about, I think we've tried to start this like 14 times, about how women have women. Do you think women are better off than they were 20 years ago, yes or no, and why? And the idea being that the UN study says basically that women have not made the strides that everybody had hoped they would make. So we're just sort of asking you guys. All right, so what do we got?
We will start with Tony, and she says, definitely not. I think feminism has pushed women to a level of stress never known before. Somewhere along the line, the movement derailed and women are still falling for it.
Falling for what? She's a little unclear about exactly what that means, I think, but... Does she give us an idea about what women are falling? No, I guess she doesn't.
I can't really tell, no.
Yeah, I mean... It's not that I disagree with you completely. I mean, as I mentioned, I was talking with somebody who said that they'd read an article that said that we were basically moving, you know, back to the Dark Ages, that we had somehow, that we were anti-science, we're anti-women, we're anti-black, we're anti-others, we're anti-everything, in some really horrible kind of ways, that... that in fact we haven't moved forward, that we've moved in sort of awful kinds of directions. So
Lisa says everything is geared for men still. Why do cheerleaders wear such little sexy outfits? Why isn't there Victoria's Secret Man? Why do car and motorcycle magazines for men have a sexy half naked woman on it? Movies always go half naked women still. Why don't they have commercials on TV regarding how to have a good healthy relationship? Men think women are slaves for their own selfish needs. No equality.
Well, tell me what you really think. Yeah, we know that domestic violence, for example, is on the increase. One of the sort of mild sort of progresses is, I think, that, for example, that Hollywood is finally beginning on some limited way to look at women and as a viable source of revenue. So there have been, for example, the second best Marigold Hotel did fairly well. I think it made more per screen than any other movie that week. That Cinderella beat out Liam Neeson and Ed Harris shooting at each other. Because my joke was, okay, all the women could go see Cinderella and all the men could go see Liam and Ed. And basically, everybody went to see Cinderella. Now, whether Run All Night was a good movie or not, I mean, clearly there's an acknowledgement that there is room not only for women in Hollywood, but subject matter. I mean, everybody in Marigold Hotel is older. I mean, they're all wonderful. There's Judi Dench and Richard Gere, but Richard Gere's got white hair now. So Bill Nighy, Maggie Smith. So there is some mild acknowledgement, but it's still, we don't see movies where you've got Judi Dench hanging out with a 40-year-old man. And you certainly have men who are Judi Dench's age hanging out with 40-year-old women or 20-year-old women. So there's certainly a large room for improvement there. All right, what else we got?
Connie says, only slightly. There is little pay equality. Men are still ruling over women's bodies with the attacks on abortion rights and reproductive rights. There is still too much blatant sexism from men. This society doesn't do enough to help with affordable child care. The patriarchy is definitely trying to reassert its authority again. We need more militant feminism and less compromise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what's happened in the last 20 years. But it's not only an American phenomenon. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And, of course, you have... I mean, when an economy tanks, we know that the women are the first to be dumped. It's unclear exactly why. I mean, certainly 2008, I said that a friend of mine had been at a conference where Condoleezza Rice was the speaker. And she said the four things that had impacted the financial world indelibly were the crash of 2008, September 11th, Arab Spring, and what was the other one? just went in and out of my head. It'll come back in a minute. I know. Irresponsible Putin and South Korea. Irresponsible leadership in that part of the world. And we know during tough times that social niceties, including manners and including equality, whether we're talking about racism or sexism, tend to be the first fatalities. On the other hand, we have gay marriage being almost, I mean, there's been a real tide of sea change in the last couple of years about that. That the, when the movie Proposition, the case against Proposition 8 was made, which was, I think, 3 years ago, there were six states that had gay marriage, and now I think there are only six states that don't, or something of that sort. I mean, it's just a huge change in a very short period of time. But women don't seem to be, I mean, we seem to be the caretakers of the rest of the world, and we don't organize as well, for example, as gays, as blacks, as any particular religious organizations, any particular political party. We're always sort of taking care of somebody else, and I think we allow our own political agenda. And of course, there isn't one political agenda for women as well, but certainly things like no child brides, access to education, laws that support punishment for domestic violence and rape. I mean, the just horrible statistics, not to mention health issues. All right, what else?
That was out of last.
That was it. Yeah, so I think that basically most, you know, and from men's point of view, I think the other thing that women have not done a very good job of is that that we have not helped men to understand that women's success is not men's failure. That if women are working more and making more money, it doesn't mean that you guys are making less. It means that you can take time off, that you don't have the sole responsibility for taking care of the family, that it, should something happen. We know during divorce that women fall below the poverty level much more quickly than men, and as do children. So we have a while to go. Isn't that nice to know that all the social change that needs to have happen hasn't happened yet, so we all have some work to do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.